Welcome to the Discover Mansfield podcast, featuring interviews with the town of Mansfield's business-friendly team, business leaders, entrepreneurs, and others offering an inside look with keen insight and awareness on how to do business and thrive in one of the most sought-out communities in the Commonwealth.
Welcome to our Discover Mansfield podcast, and joining us today is Paul Hart of Green Tech Renewables. Green Tech Renewables, which is the nation's leading solar distributor, has over 80 locations throughout the United States. And recently, the company announced that it would be opening up a new location in Mansfield, Massachusetts. Paul Hart started with Green Tech Renewables in Pennsauken, New Jersey, and has continued to climb the ranks of this fast-growing company. After completing extensive management training, he was selected to be the branch manager of the organization's newest location in Mansfield. An avid surfer and sailor, Paul grew up on the New Jersey shore and studied chemistry and biology at Washington College in Maryland. And as the new branch manager for Green Tech's Mansfield location, he will be continuing to help the company grow in his role. Paul, welcome to the podcast. We're just so delighted that you're joining us today.
Thank you, Deborah. I really appreciate it. I'm really happy to be here and love the opportunity to speak more on Green Tech Renewables and our entrance into your community of Mansfield.
Well, great. Well, we're really happy to have you. And, you know, Paul, we understand that Green Tech Renewables is the nation's leading solar distributor with over 80 locations throughout the United States. Why did your company choose Mansfield for its newest location?
Thanks for asking. So we've experienced significant growth in the New England solar market over the past few years, and we collectively decided on Mansfield to provide a better service in the localized market. Our focus will be on servicing our customer base, primarily located in southeastern Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Cape Cod, and the surrounding islands.
That's great. And so the location then, it sounds like location. That was one of the most important decisions for you. And certainly Mansfield is located at the crossroads of all of the locations that you need to reach. What has your experience been like so far in working with the town of Mansfield and its team?
I've had an excellent experience dealing with the folks in Mansfield so far. Everyone has been extremely generous, and there's been a lot of hospitality provided and welcoming us into the area. I'm really thrilled, and as a company, we're also very thrilled to have the opportunity to work with you all in this community.
Well, that's really wonderful, and we're really pleased that you're here. What is the Mansfield address? Could you share that location with our listeners? Because I'm sure they're going to be wondering where you're actually going to be physically located.
Certainly, not a problem. So we will be located within the Cabinet Business Park on 600 West Street in Mansfield.
Well, what a great place to be. You know, as you know, the Cabot Park is the second largest business park in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and it's really a beautiful area to move your new location to. Certainly the access there is tremendous, and we're really glad that that's the location that you chose. When are you planning on opening the location, Paul? Is it going to be February, March, later in the spring? What is the goal for the opening?
So we'll be opening the building. We'll have access starting March 1st. So starting March 1st, we're going to have entrance into the building, and that's when we'll start working at that point. And in the meantime, we're working very diligently to have everything prepared and to ensure a smooth start once we hit March.
That's great. And I'm sure there's a lot of work that you're doing right now in order to make those preparations. You know, as a rapidly growing company, what does Green Tech Renewables do exactly? So could you explain to our listeners exactly what your company does? And then also, what is your company's sweet spot?
Absolutely. Our goal at Green Tech Renewables is to be one of the most trusted distributors in the renewables industry. We strive to go beyond supply and enhance our customers' businesses. Our bread and butter is offering an extensive on-site inventory and local delivery, but our true sweet spot is providing customers with the tools and the resources to effectively design, finance, sell, and install solar systems in an efficient and in a cost-effective manner.
Yeah, that's really great. And I think that over the last many years, and I'm sure your company has a lot of data on this, but the solar industry seems to really be expanding in general as an industry. And it's really nice to see that your organization has captured a significant part of that market in selling through the distribution of the solar panels. So that's really impressive. I know that we talked about this a little while ago when we first spoke, but what are your company's core values? I'm pretty sure that our listeners would be interested in hearing about them.
Sure. So GreenTech Renewables' core values are service, integrity, and reliability. We strive to cultivate genuine relationships with our customers and to always provide an excellent experience. We really are a people-focused business, and that's externally and internally. We like to build up relationships with our customers, with our vendors, and we love to build up relationships within our own team members. And we really prioritize work-life balance and having a great experience across the board.
Yeah. And there's no doubt, Paul, that all of those really are at the root, along with the great product that you do offer, but all of those are really at the root of your success. And it's wonderful that that by executing those values and really building those relationships, that your organization is expanding, and that, of course, you've selected Mansfield for your southeastern Massachusetts location. And with a new location, of course, comes the necessity to have more people. So what new positions will you be looking to fill as you start to round out the final, you know, get closer to that final push for the opening of the location?
Sure. So we'll be looking to build up a fresh warehouse team as well as a fresh office team. So for the warehouse team, that consists of delivery drivers, warehouse associates, logistic coordinators, and a warehouse manager. Primarily, the members of the warehouse team oversee the flow of equipment into and out of the building, and they ensure timely and accurate service to all of our customers. And then on the flip side, we have our office team, and that consists of inside sales and sales support, an accounting team, account managers and outside sales, and then our operations and sales management teams. The office team is at the forefront of our customer service experience, and they're responsible for managing the relationships between GreenTech and our customer base.
Yeah, that's really great. It sounds like you have a lot of opportunities for candidates that are living in Mansfield and in the local communities that surround Mansfield to take advantage of some of these excellent career opportunities. And if you think about it, you must have your job descriptions and all of that. And what qualities or skills are most important to GreenTech? I think a lot of the folks that are looking to apply are really going to want to know what do you look for? So over and above the resume, over and above their past work experience, what are those specific qualities or skills that are most important when you seek out candidates for hire?
Sure. Now, while we do value work experience and education and everything that you'll find on a resume, we also really value personality and characteristical values. So we're really looking for highly driven, motivated self-starters who are looking to dive in and make a career for themselves in the renewables industry. In the same vein as GreenTech's core values that I mentioned, service, integrity, and reliability, our aim is to emulate a team environment and a work culture of honesty and respect.
Thank you, Paul. Do you have a date in which you're hoping to have these new employees on board? Have you started your recruiting efforts? And what is your process and timeline moving forward?
Absolutely. Yes. So we've been starting to look for candidates. We're on LinkedIn and Indeed, and we also have job postings on our website at greentechrenewables.com. So we're looking to hire as soon as possible, and we're offering all accepted new hires the opportunity to jumpstart their career and their training by joining our team over in Auburn, Massachusetts location before we formally open up Mansfield in March.
Wow. So they'll hit the ground running and get experience. And will they be going through any kind of training in Auburn, or will it be just seeing how things are done? What is the plan for that?
The plan is for them to be able to get a couple of weeks of experience in Auburn working with a veteran team. So my goal with that is to not only have some on-the-job training for those looking to jump right into it, but also to be able to provide a big picture for all new hires of what an operational branch looks like. That way, when March hits and everyone comes down south to Mansfield, we can really hit the ground running and have a good jump start on getting the whole facility built up to speed.
That's really terrific. So it's really a matter of if you find the right candidates, you know, as soon as you can, and then they'll be able to get hired and then start in Auburn, and then they will get their training, and then they'll go right to Mansfield where they can start really building and growing that location. So that's a great model. So how can these interested candidates find out more information on these positions, and how do they apply?
So you may visit our website at greentechrenewables.com, as I mentioned, and there's a locations tab on the website where you can find a link to the Mansfield location and find open and available job postings there. But on top of that, I would additionally encourage those that are interested to contact me directly on LinkedIn or send me an email. My email address is paul.hart@greentechrenewables.com. And that's paul.hart@greentechrenewables.com. And I would love to have a conversation with you and let you know about the opportunities that are available and go from there.
That sounds perfect. Thank you for sharing all of that, and with hopes that folks that are listening to this podcast will be interested and will apply for one of those positions that you have offered. And we have just a few more minutes before we close. So, Paul, is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners about Greentech Renewables and its Mansfield location?
I would just like to throw out that we're very excited to be expanding as a company and thrilled to be able to have the opportunity to work with the community of Mansfield. And I would highly encourage anyone with any interest or curiosity in the field of renewable energy and distribution to please reach out to me, as I'm sure we'll be able to find something right up your alley.
That is wonderful. I thank you so much for joining us on today's podcast. It was such a pleasure to meet you last week, to invite you on the show, and to see you today. We really appreciate it, and we wish you the best of luck in this new endeavor, a very exciting leadership endeavor for you, and also the very best of success for Greentech Renewables in the town of Mansfield and in your quest for hiring really great candidates to fulfill all these roles.
Thank you so much, Deborah. I really appreciate the time and the opportunity to speak on your podcast. And I very much appreciate everything that you do over there at Mansfield Works.
Well, thank you.